This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic every week, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And today we're going to get an update. Update as to where we are with respect to one of the greatest health crises of the last 100 years, and that is the coronavirus pandemic. With us today is Nicolita Lenes. She's a science journalist with LiveScience.com. And so we're going to ask her what's happening, what are the latest medical developments, and why do we have this surge in the United States just a few weeks after Memorial Day, and comparing that with what's happening in Europe and even Japan. And also, if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. We have about 1 million fans every week on Twitter. And I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space. We are going back to the moon. And after that, we're going to go to Mars, and who knows where we're going to go after that. And so go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what I do. Well, once again, with us today is Nicolita Lenes from LiveScience.com, and we're going to get an update as to where we are with regards to the coronavirus pandemic. So, Nicolita, I'm glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Well, first question for you is, as a youth, when you were a young kid, what steered you in the direction of science and eventually science journalism?
I would say my path into science journalism is perhaps a little unconventional. As a really young kid, I thought I might grow up to be a fiction author. Novels really drew my interest. I would write little chapter books as a child. So I always had this interest in writing kind of in the background of my studies. But throughout, especially middle school and high school, I was drawn to the sciences. I really, particularly biology and neuroscience is kind of my shtick. I enjoy understanding the biological mechanisms that kind of drive both animal and human behavior and define how life proceeds around us. So all that remained fascinating to me throughout my schooling. And then into undergrad, I decided to pursue a degree in neuroscience. In the background of all that, I'm also a lifelong dancer, and I also pursued a degree in dance. And most of my close social contacts were in the dance world, the arts world. And I would often translate or explain my learnings from neuroscience, my neuroscience classes, to my classmates in the arts who maybe didn't have a scientific background or a robust scientific background. And I found that translation and even transforming some of my learnings into dance pieces that were inspired by scientific processes, that translation and bringing science to new audiences was a really interesting process to me. And in the background, again, I had that interest in writing all along. So at some point, I stumbled upon the idea of science communication, communicating science to the lay public as a field, and realized that you could go on to graduate programs in this field. So I, from undergrad, decided that that was a route I wanted to take rather than pursuing perhaps lab work in the sciences. My other option might have been to become a MD, PhD in neurology was kind of my other thinking, but in having experienced a research environment and shadowed doctors in the clinic, I decided I was more fascinated by learning about and then communicating their work to others rather than in participating in that work myself. So that's kind of where I started.
Okay. Well, the first question I have for you about the virus is the current surge in the United States, which does not seem to be replicated in Europe. That is, the Europeans have stated that they don't want United States tourists flying in from the U.S. into Europe, bringing the virus with them. So why do we have this surge? Some people say it's linked to the fact that a month ago we had Memorial Day. All these young people are hitting the beaches now, 4th of July, all that stuff. Why do you think we're having this surge now, while in Japan and Europe, they are basically shutting their doors to U.S. tourists? What are your thoughts?
I think that a number of those explanations you mentioned do touch on the truth there, where we're seeing that these surges in new cases and also hospitalizations following and subsequent deaths following those hospitalizations, all of these seem to be linked to state lifting restrictions in terms of allowing people to move about their communities more freely. The virus simply uses humans as a vehicle to garner new infections, hop from person to person. So the more movement you see in a community and the fewer restrictions, you can expect these new cases to emerge. Now, on top of that, we've seen a resistance to ubiquitous mask wearing in the U.S., and we now think that wearing a mask does help prevent the spread of the virus, especially if you yourself are not aware that you have an active infection. Some people never go on to develop symptoms or are pre-symptomatic and then later go on to develop symptoms. And if you're wandering around the world without a mask on, you're more likely to infect others. So that's a big factor, of course. There's also... In the background of all that, there's the thought that not all countries around the world responded with a strict lockdown necessarily to the emergence of the virus. A strict lockdown is not necessary in all cases, given that you have enough diagnostic testing, you have a robust surveillance system to both track new cases and trace people's contacts to alert all potentially infected parties that they might have the virus. And then you have, surrounding that, the capacity of hospitals and other healthcare facilities to take in new patients. This was the purpose of the lockdowns in the U.S., was meant to bolster those systems nationwide so that we could lift restrictions safely. And that has not necessarily happened across the board. So that also puts us at risk of surges.
Okay, and also some people are saying that Japan did not experience such a great surge, but in Japan, they don't shake hands. When they meet other people, they bow to each other. They don't kiss each other on the cheek like they do in Europe and the United States. And wearing a mask is no big deal in Japan. A lot of people wear masks. It's part of the lifestyle. And some people think that maybe in Europe, well, the population is older there, and older people are much more serious about the virus than young people who think they're invulnerable. But, well, what are your thoughts?
I do think that certainly there's a degree of cultural differences between different countries. You see, particularly mask wearing in the U.S. has somehow become associated with this idea of masculinity, this idea of, you know, political association, which is not what a mask represents. A mask is a physical barrier that stops the virus from getting out of your face. In Japan, as you said, wearing masks during...
Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue our discussion with Nicolita Lanes, science journalist with LiveScience.com. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to get an update with regards to the greatest pandemic of the last 100 years, starting with the coronavirus. And the question is, are we doing the best we can to stem the tide, given the fact that we are now experiencing a second surge, a second wave, especially in the United States? Now, let me ask you about masks and what we know about them. Initially, government officials did not recommend wearing a mask at all. Now they are saying we should wear a mask, but now some studies from MIT and other places are saying that when you speak loudly or you sing or you chant or you yell slogans, that you emit a cloud of aerosols that can spread not just 6 feet, but sometimes up to 26 feet. So do you think, therefore, that we're learning more and more about the virus? The fact that it's much more contagious than we previously thought, and it's much easier to spread than we originally thought. But what are your thoughts?
Definitely the emergence of more information about aerosols has been incredibly important to our understanding of the virus. There was always the chance that the virus could be spread by aerosols. We just didn't understand to what degree that was possible at the start of the pandemic. It was rather thought that these heavier, larger respiratory droplets, which you can usually see with the naked eye. When you cough, you can see them exiting a person's mouth. Those were thought to be comparatively more important to the spread. Now it's seen that aerosols probably play a fairly significant role, particularly among people who have not developed symptoms. So if you haven't developed symptoms, but you have the infection, whether you're asymptomatic, completely, or pre-symptomatic, that means you're walking around and you might not be coughing yet, so releasing respiratory droplets might be fairly rare. However, when you talk, sing, chant, anything like that, and volume does matter, you produce more aerosols the louder you speak. All this is coming into play with how important we believe masks are. In addition, towards the beginning, part of the confusion with mask wearing in the U.S. in particular was that there was a steep limitation for the amount of proper medical grade masks available countrywide. So rather than have the lay public buy up those masks when healthcare workers truly need medical grade masks much more, the FDA, et cetera, CDC advised that people do not buy those masks so that they can be used for healthcare workers. Now, of course, we're seeing that people wear cloth masks, reusable masks, surgical masks, whatever they can get their hands on, and it has become a very important part of stemming the pandemic.
Okay, and also initially, government officials said that all you have to worry about is a fever and difficulty breathing, for example, but, you know, not much more than that. Now we're coming out with literally scores of secondary symptoms, organ failure, brain damage, damage to the kidneys and liver. And some people think this is related to the cytokine storm. That is, the body literally attacking itself, creating multiple organ failures throughout the body. So what is known about the cytokine storm and the fact that the symptoms, especially as you go into intensive care, are much more severe than we originally thought and much more diverse?
So the cytokine storms that have been linked to COVID-19 are also seen in other very severe viral infections, among other infections. And what we mean when we describe a cytokine storm is this influx of inflammatory substances in the body that usually work to call immune cells that help to fight off the infection to the site of infection and otherwise help to fight off pathogens in the body. So usually helpful substances that, when they run out of control, begin wreaking havoc on the body's internal structures instead, which is not what we want, obviously. There is some question as whether you could characterize this ramped up inflammatory response as a cytokine storm in all COVID patients. So there's still some debate around the terminology. In any case, we are seeing an extremely elevated inflammatory response, which does lead to, as you described, these potential organ failures and, in some cases, death among patients.
And also, some people, at least initially, poo-pooed this whole thing by saying that it's no worse than the seasonal flu, which also kills, you know, thousands of people around the world. But isn't it true that this virus is much more deadly? The fatality rate, the infection rate, it's really has a different consequence than the seasonal flu, right?
I do agree with you wholeheartedly. It's a very apples to oranges comparison. And from the start, I believe the comparison to seasonal flu originally emerged because both the seasonal flu, various forms of influenza, and this new virus were thought to primarily target the respiratory system. So they share some symptoms is kind of where the comparison came from. But yes, as far as we can see, the fatality rate from COVID-19 appears to be greater than that of the seasonal flu. Beyond this, the estimated deaths from the seasonal flu are just that. They are estimates based on surveillance of a select few number of states. So I believe only 13 out of the 50 are included in the surveillance. So each year, those are where those stats are coming from. Meanwhile, we've seen case counts and hospitalization rates and mortality rates from COVID-19 be recorded in real time and are all considered to be undercounts. So you're comparing true numbers that have been documented as compared to estimates, which is also an apples to oranges comparison that's not really valid.
Now, as I understand, initially, doctors compared the COVID-19 virus to the SARS virus. And the SARS virus, well, when you start to have symptoms of the virus, then you begin to become infectious. However, now we're realizing that up to 50% of those people can be asymptomatic and still spread the virus. So doesn't this mean, therefore, that we have to worry about super spreaders, worry about ordinary people coming into a choir, a bridge club, a funeral, a birthday party, who is perfectly normal and yet can infect scores of individuals? So that's a real danger, right?
Yes, definitely. Super spreading is thought to be perhaps one of the primary drivers of the pandemic at large. You hear this estimate thrown out quite often in other epidemic diseases as well, where we see about 80% of cases stem from only about 20% of people. And that ratio might be even more skewed with COVID-19. The estimates are still in flux, but certainly you, as a person who perhaps has an active infection but does not realize it, become very dangerous within the context of this pandemic. Because if you do go to any sort of social gathering, if you reference the choir practice, which is a true case study that we saw in California take place, where an infected individual can pass on the virus to a large group all at once. And these super spreader events spur the pandemic forward in a way that one-to-one infections do not.
And as we head into the summer season, everyone's going to head out to the beach. Everyone's going to, you know, think that the crisis is over. So do you think, therefore, there could be a second surge? And we're just seeing the beginnings of that now in the United States with the temperatures warming up. People are itching to get outside, and they think that the crisis is over.
I do feel that, of course, it is. People do have this urge to get outside once the weather warms up, although in some places the weather stays pretty warm all year round, in the southern states, for instance, and the southern half of California, all that sort of thing. So while I do think that people will have to resist the urge to be outside, I will say that being outdoors, and as long as you maintain social distance and especially wear masks in public spaces, being outdoors is a relatively lower risk scenario as compared to being inside.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion with Nicolita Laness of LiveScience.com. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. And maybe you can get on national radio. So give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At Mount Rushmore, President Donald Trump gave his 4th of July speech to an enthusiastic crowd, and during the speech he warned that protesters who destroy monuments would be punished to the fullest extent of the law, and that he's planning some brand new monuments for the United States.
I am signing an executive order to establish the National Guard of American Heroes, a vast outdoor park that will feature the statues of the greatest Americans to ever live.
And in the president's motivational speech, he reminded Americans that we will make it through these tough times.
America's future is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Enjoy your 4th of July. This is USA Radio News. Ghislaine Maxwell, a British socialite and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested by the FBI in New Hampshire. She was arrested without incident and taken into custody. Maxwell, who is Epstein's former girlfriend, has been accused of overseeing his alleged sex trafficking ring. Many women have accused her of recruiting them to give Epstein massages during which they were pressured into sex. Those accusations until now never resulted in criminal charges. At a press conference formally announcing the charges, FBI Assistant Director in Charge Bill Sweeney said they arrested one of the villains in the case. Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopened, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're getting a sum up of where we are with regards to the greatest pandemic of the last 100 years, something that hasn't happened in recorded memory. With us today is Nicolita Lanes. She's a science journalist with LiveScience.com, and we're delving into what is known and not known about the coronavirus, given the fact that now millions of people around the world have been infected, breaking records left and right. Let me ask you a question about who is most vulnerable. Initially, people said it's mainly old people that are vulnerable, but since then, a whole series of categories have come out. People with type A blood type, people who are obese, have a history of diabetes, have hypertension. And some people think that may be linked to the fact that the coronavirus latches onto a docking site, a receptor in our lung cells called ACE2. And perhaps those people that have a large number of these receptors are especially vulnerable to the coronavirus. But what's the latest concerning what is known about who's most vulnerable, and why do we have so many different kinds of people that are vulnerable, and what's the link linking them all up?
All excellent questions. I will start by saying by most vulnerable in this context, we are talking about people who are at risk of contracting a severe COVID-19 infection. And at a population level, this could differ from individual to individual. We are not talking about risk of contracting the virus in the first place. As far as we know, it seems that everyone across every age group, across every demographic, can at least contract the virus. So we're just talking about severity here. But in general, yes, the list of comorbidities and pre-existing conditions that could set you up for a severe infection is very long. And many of these, part of why we think we see people of advanced age being hit harder by the virus is in part that they tend to have more of these chronic conditions. As you age, you develop more chronic conditions, you have a low level of inflammation throughout the body, and all at the same time, your immune system begins to be less effective at fighting off new pathogens. These are all patterns we know from other diseases anyway. So that's kind of the link with age. With all these chronic conditions, part of it is that these chronic conditions are compromising both the immune system in some way, oftentimes, or setting up organs to be more vulnerable to attack by the virus. So as the virus surges through the body and continues to replicate and infect new cells, these already compromised organs are going to be damaged more dramatically than they might if they were healthy to start with. So in this case, I'm speaking towards chronic lung conditions such as COPD. There is potentially some link between being a current or former smoker and having a higher risk of a severe infection, partially because your lungs are compromised, but it may also be that actually the more you smoke, the more cells appear in your lungs that bear that ACE2 receptor that you were talking about. So that's a theoretical connection that we're still looking into. There's also genetic factors that we don't know as much about yet. So there's lots of studies ongoing.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break. And after the commercial break, once again, we're going to continue a discussion with Nicoleta Laness of LifeScience.com. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on 100 radio stations to ask a question, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The Future of Humanity. Humanity in Outer Space, as we go back to the moon in a few years, on to Mars, and who knows where we're going to go after that. But today, we're talking about inner space. We're talking about the fact that we're witnessing the greatest pandemic of the last 100 years. You have to go back to 1918 to find something as serious as this. And we have with us Nicoleta Lanes of LifeScience.com with us. Let me ask you about therapies and therapeutics that are still being tested, but seem to have some promise, including, for example, convalescent antibodies that can strengthen our immune system, remdesivir, which can lessen the number of days in the hospital, dexamethasone, which actually reduces the death rate from the virus. So let's take them one at a time. First of all, antibody therapies, that is, purifying the antibodies of people that have already suffered from the illness and recovered, and injecting that into people that are prone to the disease. So what's the latest concerning antibody convalescent therapy?
So as these therapies have kicked off, they have seemed to have a beneficial effect in especially patients with more severe infections of COVID-19. So the whole idea behind the antibody therapies is that you are gathering antibodies from people who have already recovered from the virus. So these are specific to the SARS-CoV-2 virus that the body has generated in response to meeting that pathogen for the first time. So you can introduce those antibodies that have already learned what the virus looks like into another person's body, and that can help them fight off the infection. So that continues. The only limitation of that therapy is that you need to collect the antibodies in the first place. And there's only a limited number of people who have recovered and then go on to donate antibodies. So that's the limitation there. And also getting those antibodies to the people that need them most can be difficult. So there's also people coming up with ways of perhaps generating artificial antibodies or finding antibodies for other coronaviruses, related coronaviruses, that might offer some cross immunity.
Okay, now remdesivir got a lot of attention because it was endorsed by government officials. It's not a cure. However, it does seem to reduce the severity of the impact of the disease. But, what is known about remdesivir?
So remdesivir was originally developed as an antiviral to treat Ebola. At the time it was deployed, it was not successful as an Ebola drug, but it did show effect in animal and laboratory studies on the SARS and MERS coronaviruses, which are related to this new coronavirus. Given that connection, people started looking into whether the drug could also prevent the virus from replicating in cell cultures, then animal studies, and now it's all the way through clinical trials. And it, again, to put it in perspective, this is definitely not a magic bullet, but it could make some difference in terms of clearing people out of hospitals faster, helping them on the road to recovery. As you said, it does not appear to significantly reduce the mortality rate among patients. So a drug that did that might be more beneficial, for instance, of pulling someone back from the brink if they are experiencing a near fatal infection of some sort. But we are still learning more about the drug as more and more data comes out and more people are receiving it. So that is a promising finding, but it's certainly not going, hopefully not going to be the strongest drug candidate we see come out of this.
Okay, and then there's dexamethasone, which caused quite a stir because it actually does reduce the fatality rate, apparently, from the virus. The first therapy that seems to have that capability, and it's a steroid, apparently so cheap it only costs $1 a day. So let's take a short commercial break, but after the break we'll continue a discussion of therapeutics and a vaccine, a possible vaccine, and also swine flu. Is there another virus on the horizon? Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're giving you a sum up of what's known about the coronavirus, which of course has generated the greatest pandemic in the last 100 years. With us today is Nicolita Lanes of LiveScience.com, and we were talking about therapeutics, not cures, not a vaccine, but therapeutics to assuage some of the damage caused by the virus. Dexamethasone has gotten a lot of publicity because it's a steroid, reduces inflammation, which is related to the cytokine storm that we mentioned earlier, and seems to reduce the death rate. This is remarkable. So what are your thoughts about steroids and dexamethasone?
So as you mentioned, since clinicians began seeing these elevated inflammatory response in COVID-19 patients, they began looking towards anti-inflammatory drugs and steroids, which dampen the immune system response, as possible treatments, especially for these patients who are seeing out of control inflammatory responses. So dexamethasone is a steroid that's already widely prescribed for various conditions, including psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, asthma in some cases, and even some cancers, including leukemia, as part of a larger treatment course. So we know a lot about dexamethasone and how people handle it typically. So that's always good to know about the safety of a drug. But it seems in the context of COVID-19 to help reduce the mortality rate among patients with the most severe infections. So if given to people with mild infections, it does not seem to offer any benefit. But when given to people who, for instance, are on ventilation, at least within the context of a trial in the UK, it reduced the mortality rate by about 35%. And also appeared to help people who are on other forms of supplemental oxygen. So these are less invasive systems that might only go in your nose externally rather than being a tube inserted inside your windpipe, which is what ventilation does. So it seems that dexamethasone could be helpful for patients experiencing the most severe COVID-19 infections. However, we're still learning more as more patients receive the drug, but that is a promising outcome.
Now let's talk about a vaccine, which could be, of course, a real game changer. Some people are beginning to hint that even if you do have a vaccine, perhaps it'll only be active for maybe 3 months. And every 3 months to a year, we're going to have to get a booster shot or get another shot, just like with the seasonal flu. But, well, what's the latest concerning vaccines, given the fact that we have, what, about 130 different candidates now being tested?
Right. I believe it might be up to more than 140 vaccines currently in development. More than about 20 of those are in some phase of clinical trials. And one has actually been tentatively approved for very limited use among Chinese military members. So there are various drugs at various stages of development. Only a handful are in phase 3 clinical trials, which means they are closest to being approved. There are 3 such vaccines currently in those late-stage trials, all promising, especially given that in the broader context, vaccines normally take years and years to develop. So this is a very quick turnaround we're seeing here. That said, you do bring up an excellent point about drop-off in immunity to coronaviruses. There are 4 seasonal coronaviruses, for instance, that circulate amongst humans every year, and also studies of the coronaviruses linked to SARS and MERS suggest that our immunity to coronaviruses drops off over time. And we don't know exactly why that is. These are not fast mutating viruses, so it's unlikely to be some conformational change in the virus itself, but rather some inherent change in our immune system. That said, we do think, at least in the context of the SARS virus, which we learned about before, that immunity to an initial infection might last about 1 to 2 years. We don't know exactly how long it lasts in the context of this new virus, and of course that plays into how long a vaccine might last. So these are all questions that we're still looking to answer, unfortunately, and remain open-ended.
Okay, and also on the horizon is another version of the swine flu, and some people think that that is a pandemic waiting to jump out. However, it's not yet infectious from human to human. But what about this new scare, the fact that it could be yet another virus lurking in the shadows?
So in the context of this pandemic, we've covered these stories. Many other people have covered these stories, talking about where the next pandemic could come from. And, of course, we've seen viruses emerge from the handling of pigs and pork products in the past. We've already had swine flu emerge as dangerous viruses, as a dangerous virus previously in our history. So that remains a threat that viruses can emerge from animal populations, whether they be farmed, whether they be illegal wildlife trade, all these sorts of things set us up for future pandemics. That said, this new virus found in pigs and some evidence of it infecting humans, it's very unclear as to how widespread its infection rate among humans actually is, given the study that everyone is referencing used antibody tests, which looks for evidence of the specific antibodies within people's bloodstreams. And these tests tend to have fairly high false positive, false negative rates, and that should be included in the context of this study, that we're not sure exactly how prevalent it is in the wider population. And it's also been around a few years, so we're not sure if it could get worse in the future.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time, but once again, our special guest today was Nicolita Lanes, science journalist with LiveScience.com. So, Nicolita, once again, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And again, the number to call if you want to get on 100 radio stations is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.